The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 12, Text Number 24. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on January 17th, 2011, in Santiago, Chile.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 12, Text Number 24.
Entonces hoy estamos leyendo del primer canto de Srimad Bhagavatam, capítulo 12, texto número 24.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sarva,
Sarva.
Satguna,
Satguna.
Mahatmye.
Mahatmye.
Esha,
Esha.
Krishnam,
Krishnam.
Anuvrata.
Anuvrata.
Ranti Deva.
Ranti Deva.
Eva. Udhara Yayati Eva Dharmika Sarvasad Guna Mahayatme Esha Krishna Manuvrata Ranti Deva Ivo Daro Yayatir Iva Dharmika Sarva Sadguna Mahatmye Esha Krishna Manuvrata Ranti Deva Ivo Daro Yayatir Iva Dharmika Sarvasat Gunamahatmye, glorified by all godly attributes.
Glorificado por todos los atributos divinos.
Esha,
this child, este niño,
Krishnam, like Lord Krishna.
Like Lord Krishna.
Como el Señor Krishna.
Como el Señor Krishna.
Anuvrata.
Anuvrata.
A follower in his footsteps.
A follower in his footsteps. Un seguidor de sus pasos.
Un seguidor de sus pasos.
Ranti Deva.
Ranti Deva.
Ranti Deva.
Ranti Deva.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Como.
Udhara,
Udhara,
in the matter of magnanimity.
In the matter of magnanimity. En lo referente a la magnanimidad.
En lo referente a la magnanimidad.
Yayati.
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 Eva.
Eva.
Como.
Como.
Dharmika.
Dharmika.
Concerning religion.
Concerning religion. En lo que respecta a la religión.
En lo que respecta a la religión.
Translation. This child will be almost as good as Lord Sri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great a king as King Ranti Dev, and in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati.
Este niño será casi igual que el Señor Sri Krishna. Por el hecho de seguir sus pasos, en magnanimidad logrará la grandeza del rey Rantideva, y en religión será como Maharaj Yayati.
Prabhupada is making some very, very powerful points here.
Prabhupada está haciendo cosas muy puntuales, muy poderosas acá.
How the Lord is giving instructions.
Como el Señor está dando instrucción.
To give up everything and follow in his footsteps.
Para seguir sus pasos.
Only.
Solo.
Prabhupada explains how the less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord.
Prabhupada dice que las personas poco inteligentes no están de acuerdo con estas grandiosas instrucciones que
he attributes this to ill luck.
Es debido a mala fortuna, mala suerte.
In other words, one has to become fortunate to become Krishna conscious.
En otras palabras, uno tiene que volverse afortunado para ser consciente de Krishna.
If one is not fortunate, if one has ill luck, then he doesn't become.
Si él no es afortunado, entonces él no se vuelve consciente de Krishna.
So, how will they get that good fortune?
Entonces, ¿cómo ellos van a obtener esta buena fortuna?
That's our duty.
Eso es,
sorry. We have to preach.
Tenemos que predicar.
By going out and preaching, we make the people fortunate.
Si nosotros tenemos que salir a predicar y esto hacemos a las personas afortunadas.
By Harinam Sankirtan, we make the people fortunate.
Por hacer Harinam Sankirtan, nosotros hacemos a las personas.
By book distribution.
Por la distribución de los
libros. By Rathayatra.
Por Rathayatra.
By preaching.
Por predicar.
We make the people fortunate.
Hacemos a las personas que se vuelvan afortunadas.
And then Prabhupada says those who are actually intelligent catch up the sublime instruction of the Lord to surrender and they become immensely benefited.
Pueden tomar esta instrucción del Señor, volverse inmensamente afortunados y tomar esta instrucción.
And then Prabhupada explains that foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities.
Prabhupada explica que las personas poco inteligentes no saben que por asociación ellos pueden adquirir cualidades.
He says that association makes with fire makes an object hot.
Es como el Prabhupada dice que por asociación con el fuego se vuelve caliente.
You can take an ice cold iron rod and put it in a fire and it becomes fire.
Usted puede tener colocar una barra de hierro fría, colocarla al fuego y después se vuelve fuego también.
So if you associate with Krishna,
así si usted se asocia con Krishna,
you become Krishnaized.
Se volverá Krishnaizado.
And then Prabhupada elaborates how by associating with the Lord one becomes qualified like the Lord.
Prabhupada explica también que por asociarse con el Señor uno se vuelve tan cualificado como el Señor.
The qualities of the Lord can be developed. 78% of the Lord's qualities can be developed by the jiva soul.
El alma jiva puede desarrollar hasta un 78% de las cualidades del Señor.
The Lord has 100% qualities.
El Señor tiene 100% de cualidades.
And if we associate with the Lord,
y si nosotros nos asociamos con el
Señor, we can develop up to 78% of those qualities.
Desarrollar hasta el 78% de esas cualidades.
So, how does one associate with the Lord?
Entonces, ¿cómo vamos a asociarnos con el Señor?
By following the instructions of the Lord.
Por seguir las instrucciones del Señor.
That is the means.
Ese es el significado.
Then Prabhupada says, and then it emphasizes, the Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association.
Explica que el Señor no. No es una forma que se tenga que sentirse por medio de asociación.
It's a very significant point.
Es un punto muy significativo.
What if you don't feel Krishna's presence?
¿Qué pasa que sucede si tú no sientes la presencia de Krishna?
Does that mean you cannot associate with him because you don't feel his presence?
Eso quiere decir que no estás el hecho de no sentir quiere decir que no te estás asociando con el Señor.
Even if you don't feel the presence of Krishna.
Incluso si no sientes la presencia de Krishna.
Krishna is present in his instructions.
Krishna está presente en sus instrucciones.
So if you will follow those instructions.
Si usted sigue aquellas instrucciones.
Even if you don't feel his presence.
Incluso aunque usted no sienta.
You become Krishnaized.
Usted se volverá Krishnaized.
Up to 78% of the qualities of Krishna will become manifest in you.
Y hasta el 78% de las cualidades de Krishna se van a manifestar en usted.
The Lord and his instructions are the same.
El Señor y sus instrucciones no son lo mismo.
But what about the instructions of the spiritual master?
Pero ¿qué hay acerca de las instrucciones del maestro espiritual?
What do you think?
¿Qué es lo que piensan?
Are they different from the Lord's instructions?
¿Son diferentes de las instrucciones del Señor?
You're right.
Usted está correcto.
Whether you hear this, whether the instruction is coming from the spiritual master's mouth or coming from the Bhagavad Gita, it's the same thing.
Si usted escucha instrucciones de la boca del otro su maestro espiritual o las instrucciones del Bhagavad Gita son lo mismo.
Because the spiritual master is not giving his personal instruction.
Porque el maestro espiritual no está dando sus instrucciones personales.
He is simply giving you the instructions of Krishna.
Él simplemente está dando las instrucciones de Krishna.
So if one will take those instructions of the spiritual master and dedicate his life to carrying out those instructions, then by doing that, by following the spiritual master's instructions, one is directly associating with God. And by that direct association with God, one can develop the qualities of the Lord up to 78%. So this is a very, very valuable thing. If we can take the order of the spiritual master and embrace it as our very life and soul, then we are constantly associating with Krishna. The other day somebody sent me an email, and they asked me, "Have you seen God?"
Y me preguntaron, "¿Usted ha visto a Dios?"
And I said, "Yes, I have seen God.
Yo dije, sí, yo he visto a Dios.
He has appeared for me in the form of the order received from my spiritual master."
Yo he visto a él la forma en que yo recibí la orden de mi maestro espiritual.
Srila Prabhupada gave us the order.
Srila Prabhupada nos dio la orden.
Become guru and deliver the whole world.
De volvernos gurus y liberar al mundo entero.
So I have embraced that order as my very life and soul.
Yo está abrazado esta orden como mi vida y alma.
Become guru, deliver the whole world.
Vuélvete guru y libera todo el mundo.
So I explained to this person that in this instruction I'm always meditating on this instruction.
Yo le expliqué a esta persona que yo siempre he estado meditando en esta instrucción.
Therefore I am always seeing Krishna at every minute.
Por lo tanto, siempre veo a Krishna cada minuto.
So even if we don't feel the presence of the Lord,
incluso aunque usted no sienta la presencia del Señor,
if we can take the order of the Lord given in the Bhagavad Gita,
podemos tomar la orden del Señor dada en el Bhagavad Gita,
or we can take the instruction we have received from our spiritual master,
o podemos tomar la instrucción que ha sido dada por nuestro maestro espiritual,
embracing that as our very life and soul,
abrazarla como la misma vida y alma,
then we are constantly associating with the Lord. And how do you think you would feel if you're constantly associating with
Krishna?
You think you'd feel pretty good to be associating with
Krishna?
Yes, you'd feel very, very good. Muy, muy bien, is it? Associating with Krishna. I mean, wow. You get to associate with God.
Oh, asociarse con Dios.
Can you imagine associating with God 24 hours a day?
¿Puede imaginarse asociarse con Dios 24 horas?
The most beautiful person.
Es la persona más hermosa.
The most powerful person.
La persona más poderosa.
The most renowned person.
La persona más renunciada.
The most intelligent, knowledgeable person.
La persona más inteligente.
The wealthiest person.
La persona más rica.
The most famous person.
La persona más famosa.
You see, just how, wonder how ecstatic that would be.
¿Cuán maravilloso, ecstático?
Who's very famous here in Chile?
¿Quién es la persona más famosa acá en Chile?
Who's a famous person here?
¿Quién es la persona? ¿Eh? Farkas.
Who is he, a football star?
He's a very rich person.
Very rich. So if you could meet him, you would feel, well, wow, I got to meet that rich, wealthy man, you see.
Oh, entonces uno puede acercarse y dice, oh, he conocido la persona más rica.
Or just like, if you could meet some famous person, wow, I got to meet Paul McCartney of the Beatles. He was on the airplane. I was sitting by him on the airplane for 5 hours. I was sitting with Paul McCartney of the Beatles. Wow.
You see?
If you can associate with a famous person, you feel really good, you see? So just imagine if you can associate with the most famous of all people in all the history.
Entonces imagínese asociarse con la persona más famosa de toda la historia.
You can constantly associate with the supreme superstar.
Usted puede asociarse constantemente con la superestrella.
The biggest superstar in the history of the whole universe.
La persona más la superestrella más grande de todo el universo.
Krishna.
Krishna.
You see? You can associate with Krishna 24 hours a day.
Puede asociar con Krishna 24 horas al día.
He's so beautiful. He's got thousands of girlfriends running after him.
Él es tan hermoso que tiene miles de novias corriendo tras de él.
He's so powerful. All the demigods bow down to him.
Él es tan poderoso que todos los semidioses le dan reverencias.
He's the most rico person, más rico, most famoso, huh?
La persona más famosa.
Person in all the world, in all of history.
Es la persona más famosa de toda la historia.
All the universes are coming out of an expansion of an expansion of expansion of Krishna. He's such a big ombre, he doesn't even have to do the universal manifestations himself. He has the Vishnu expansions do all that work. He just sits around and plays the flute. He stands on the bank of the Jamuna on the full moon night of the Sharad season playing the fifth note on his flute. Attracting the most beautiful women you could ever imagine. And they're married women even.
Incluso son mujeres casadas.
He lures them away from their husbands.
Incluso hace que se vayan de fuera de sus esposos.
And come and dance with me in the forest at night. Now we should not think of imitating, you see. That is Krishna's position, that is not our position. Don't you think of enjoying some man's wife, you see. Krishna can do. Now they say Krishna is immoral because he's enjoying other men's wives. But is that really true? Is Krishna immoral? No. Yeah, because every woman is his own expanded energy. Every woman, every man, everything throughout all of existence is nothing but the energy of Krishna. It's all emanating from his body. Every person, everything, every object, everything throughout all of existence is emanating from Krishna's body. He's the origin of everything.
Es el origen de todo.
Therefore, everything is his property.
Por lo tanto, todo es su propiedad.
And if he's the owner of everything,
y si es el propietario de todo,
therefore he's also the enjoyer of everything.
Por lo tanto, es el disfrutador de todo.
So Krishna is not immoral for enjoying all those women.
Así que Krishna no es un inmoral por disfrutar de todas estas mujeres.
You know who is immoral?
¿Tú sabes quién es
immoral? Those husbands.
Los esposos.
Because they are thinking, this woman belongs to me.
Porque ella me pertenece a mí.
Therefore, the husbands are immoral, not Krishna.
Por lo tanto, los esposos son inmorales y no Krishna.
So in this way, we have to understand who is Krishna.
Entonces, de esta manera podemos entender quién es Krishna.
We should not misunderstand who is Krishna.
No deberíamos malinterpretar a Krishna.
Everything exists at this very minute just by dint of the fact that Krishna is emanating it from himself. Everything exists.
Todo existe.
At this very minute, because Krishna is emanating everything from himself. If Krishna was not emanating Santiago in este momento, there would be no Santiago. There'd be no planet Earth. There'd be no Chile. Because Krishna is emanating all of this from himself at this very minute.
Porque Krishna está emanando todo esto a cada instante de su vida.
Therefore it is existing.
Por lo tanto, él existe.
So we have to understand who is Krishna.
Así que tenemos que entender quién es Krishna.
And if you connect with Krishna,
y si tú te conectas con
who is the source of all the energy,
quién es la fuente de toda la energía,
do you think you will become energized?
¿Usted piensa que se van a volver energizados?
What do you think?
¿Qué es lo que piensan?
Do you think you'll become energized?
¿Piensan que se van a volver energizados?
You will become unlimitedly energized.
Ustedes se volverán ilimitadamente energizados.
That's a fact.
Es un hecho.
Therefore, chant Hare Krishna.
Por lo tanto, canten Hare Krishna.
That is the best way to connect with Krishna.
Es la mejor manera de conectarse.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Voy a preguntar si hay alguna pregunta, algunas preguntas.
Yes, Prabhu.
Tengo una duda en relación a Krishna, que está muy enamorado de las tortillas de vacas.
He said that Krishna is very in love with all the boy girlfriends.
Yes.
And she also from him.
also.
For example, the girls in Vrindavan, the gopis, they are in love with.
Yes.
Why Krishna make them suffer so much and never come back?
Yes. If Krishna has all those, the most wonderful, beautiful girlfriends,
Krishna en realidad tiene las más hermosas, maravillosas novias,
why would he leave them and go to Dwarka?
¿Por qué te estás yendo y yendo a Dwarka?
I mean, those gopis are more beautiful than the queens, really.
En realidad, las gopis son más hermosas que las mismas reinas.
The queens are very sophisticated city women, you see. But those gopis are very simple village girls. So actually they're more attractive. Those simple village girls are more attractive than those sophisticated city women. So why would Krishna give up the most beautiful simple village girls to associate with these sophisticated city women?
¿Por qué Krishna abandonó a estas chicas simples de aldea para asociarse con mujeres sofisticadas?
Actually, Krishna, it stated, Vrindavanam padityaja napada ekam gachati.
En realidad, Krishna.
Krishna, Vrindavan, that's Sanskrit. Vrindavanam padityaja napada ekam gachati. Now, this Sanskrit is very easy Sanskrit. I'll teach you how to understand this verse. Vrindavanam, that's Vrindavan. Parityaja. It's like Sarvadharman Parityaja. Give up. So Vrindavanam Parityaja, giving up Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Parityaja. Pada, foot.
Pada, pies.
Ekam, one.
Uno.
Vrindavanam, padityaja, na pada, ekam, and the last word, gachati, he goes.
Gachati, él va.
So it's very simple Sanskrit.
Así que un Sanskrit muy simple.
Vrindavan, giving up, not, one foot, he
va.
Goes.
Él va.
And Sanskrit is a little differently constructed than Spanish and English. But if you put it in English, it means Krishna never steps even one foot outside of Vrindavan. So actually, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He never gives up those gopi girls. But externally, he leaves Vrindavan. Why? Because he wants to increase the flames of desire within their hearts. Just like when a boy has a girlfriend. And then the boy has to go away for the whole summer. And he's separated from his girlfriend. And then he writes her a love letter. His expression of love in that letter is many, many times more intense than anything he told her when he was in her presence. Understand? He may say, I love you when he sees her.
Uno puede decir que te amo,
but he writes that letter, it's much more intense in that letter than it was when he was meeting her face to face.
Pero cuando escribo una carta es mucho más intenso que cuando están cara a cara.
So by separation,
así que por separación,
Krishna is fanning the fire of love in the hearts of those gopi girls.
Está abanicando el fuego de amor en el corazón de las gopis.
That love they feel for Krishna in his separation is 1,000 times greater.
Entonces, Krishna en separación, el amor de Krishna,
a million times greater.
Un millón de veces más.
A billion times greater.
Un millón de veces más grande.
It's become so intense.
Se vuelve tan intenso.
That Krishna is captured within their heart.
Que Krishna es capturado en el corazón.
Krishna becomes a prisoner.
Krishna se vuelve un
prisionero. In the heart of Radharani.
En el corazón de Radharani.
In the heart of every single gopi girl.
En el corazón de cada.
He's tied up prisoner.
Es prisionero que está atado.
Therefore, Vrindavanam padityaja napada ekam gachati. Krishna can never leave Vrindavan.
En realidad, Krishna nunca deja Vrindavan.
His living in Vrindavan was a show only.
Si deja Vrindavan es únicamente su sombra.
Simply to increase the loving feelings in the heart of Vrijavasis.
Simplemente para incrementar los sentimientos amorosos de los Vrijavasis.
Entendiendo, Prabhu.
He said, why Krishna didn't manifest to her even 100 years?
Krishna constantly manifested at every minute.
Krishna constantemente se manifiesta cada minuto.
Within the Krishna Smaranam?
Krishna Smaranam.
Do you think Krishna is not present when the gopi remembers Krishna?
¿Ustedes piensan que Krishna está presente cuando las gopis recuerdan a Krishna?
Do you think when Radharani is remembering Krishna that he's not present in her remembrance?
¿Y usted piensa cuando Radharani está pensando en Krishna, él no se manifiesta en su recuerdo?
Ellas, que yo leí un verso de ellas le oran a Krishna y le dicen que en realidad los sabios pueden mantenerte en su meditación. Pero nosotros no tenemos el deseo de ponerte en nuestra mente, tenemos tus pies presentes para poder.
Basically, she's saying that the gopis are not interested just in meditating. In qué?
What is the question?
You were saying that the gopis, girls, say that they don't want Krishna to remember Krishna. They just want to be in the present with Krishna.
The personal of Krishna.
They were associating Krishna by their remembrance of Krishna.
Por eso ellas se asocian con Krishna por recordar a Krishna.
That's a fact.
Es un hecho.
They were every single pastime they had. They were just like they were. It was like movie.
So he said there is one verse, no, from the gopis. The gopis said she don't like to remember Krishna like a sabe cuando dice sage, like a sage, no. She wants associate with Krishna personally and put your poner su lotus feet in your
So the gopis were therefore greatly in a state of great pain.
En realidad las gopis sienten gran dolor.
Their hearts were pierced by the arrow of separation.
Sus corazones están siendo atravesados por las flechas de la separación.
We don't want to just remember Krishna. We want to have him here with us.
Nosotros no queremos recordar a Krishna.
Their hearts were bleeding.
Nuestros corazones están sangrando.
They're packing like dead women.
Así parecemos mujeres muertas.
But that simply intensified the feelings of love within their heart.
Pero en realidad esto simplemente está abanicando los profundos sentimientos.
Devi Prabhupada said that separation is more pleasing than meeting.
Prabhupada dice que la separación es más complaciente que el encuentro.
So actually they were getting Krishna even more than they were before.
En realidad están obteniendo a Krishna más que como lo tenían antes.
Externally it was the most horrible, painful condition.
En realidad externamente puede ser la condición más horrible.
They were tortured by Krishna's separation.
Ellos están siendo torturados por la separación.
It was a fate worse than death.
Pero no hay nada peor que eso.
But in that tortured anguish,
pero en esa angustia de tortura,
their love for Krishna was amplified millions and billions and trillions of times.
Su amor por Krishna se incrementa millones y millones de veces.
Do you understand?
¿Usted entiende?
Yes. That is the even the Goswamis, you see.
Incluso los Goswamis.
They could see Krishna at every minute.
Ellos veían a Krishna cada minuto.
Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram achintya gunasva rupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. The Goswamis could see Krishna at every minute. But they wanted to increase their own feelings of love for Krishna. Therefore, instead of taking advantage of their ability to see Krishna, they voluntarily, intentionally put themselves into the mood of not seeing Krishna and wanting to know where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna.
Pero intencionalmente ellos, en vez de decir que estamos viendo a Krishna, ellos siempre están pensando, ¿dónde está Krishna? ¿Dónde está Krishna?
That is given by Srinivasacharya.
Eso fue dado por Srinivasacharya.
Hey Radhe Rajadevike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakutaha, Shri Govardhana Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi Vanekutaha. Oh Radharani, oh Krishna.
Oh Radharani, oh Krishna.
Oh son of Nanda, oh Maharaj, oh hey Radhe Rajadevi K, hey Nanda Sunakutaha, where are you? Where are you, Radharani?
¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás?
Where are you, Krishna?
¿Dónde estás, Krishna?
Are you on the bank of the Jamuna?
¿Está la ribera de
are you on Govardhan?
¿Está la colina Govardhan?
Where are you? Where are you? Where
estás?
Are you?
¿Dónde estás?
And this way they were intensely hankering to see Krishna. Even though they could see, they preferred to be in this mood of not seeing and hankering to see Krishna.
En realidad, ellos están siempre preguntando, ¿dónde está Krishna? ¿Dónde está Krishna? En vez de ver a Krishna,
because they knew that the gopis were getting more love for Krishna in separation than they were in meeting. So therefore the Goswamis also put themselves in the mood of the gopis, feeling intense separation from
Krishna.
Do you understand? Yeah. Question?
Un devoto logra finalmente ver a Krishna, mi pregunta es, ¿lo ve con los ojos físicos o lo ve con los ojos del corazón?
When finally a devotee can see Krishna, that experience is direct physical view or just in the heart?
No, when, actually, Prabhupada says that, that when you become perfect in Krishna consciousness, you can see Krishna within and without. Just as I am seeing you now, and you are seeing me, you will see Krishna in front of you. You'll be able to talk with him. And just like we're talking, you'll be able to talk with
Krishna,
be able to touch Krishna, you can embrace
Krishna,
you can eat with Krishna, dance with Krishna, everything with
Krishna.
Just like you can with a person in this world, you'll be able to directly see and associate with Krishna face to face.
And
that is the stage known as Krishna Prema. And if you'll gradually progress step by step, you'll come to that stage, it is guaranteed. We start off with faith, Shraddha, then we associate with devotees, Sadhu Sangha. Then we take Diksha, initiation, Bhajana Kriya. And then by that, then we go through the stage, the very difficult stage of Anartha Nivritti. Cleaning all that dirt out of the heart. That's a very difficult stage, like going up the top of a hill. But once you get over Anartha Nivritti stage, you get to the top of the hill, now you're very fixed. That's called Nishta. And then it becomes very easy from there on. You develop taste, that's called Ruchi. And you become very, very intensely attached to Krishna. That's called a Sakti stage. And then you have volcanic eruptions of love of God within your heart. That's the Bhava stage. And then you reach that stage where Krishna fully reveals himself to you. Direct, constant, personal, loving exchange with Krishna.
Y usted puede tener un intercambio amoroso con Krishna constantemente.
That's the prema stage.
Es el estado de prema.
So wherever stage you're on now,
cualquiera que estado que esté en el
do it within, practice that stage with great enthusiasm.
Practique ese estado con gran entusiasmo.
And that will carry you to the next stage.
Y así va a ir al siguiente estado.
And from there to the next stage.
Y, sorry?
And from there to the next stage.
Y,
until finally you achieve prema.
Usted finalmente va a llegar a prema.
Prabhupada ordered me to achieve prema.
Prabhupada me ordenó que obtuviera prema.
He said in one letter, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face.
Entonces ahora cualifícate para está diciendo que Prabhupada le envió una carta donde decía que tiene
direct order from his divine grace
ver a Krishna cara
a direct order from his divine grace Srila Prabhupada the Sankarshan Das
fue una orden directa de Srila Prabhupada a Sankarshan Das
that I must qualify myself to see Krishna face
to face debo cualificarme para ver a Krishna cara a cara.
So everyone should come to that stage. That is Krishna consciousness.
Así que cualquiera puede llegar a este estado. Esto es conciencia de Krishna.
Everyone is meant to become a pure devotee.
Todo el mundo está destinado a volverse un devoto puro.
And being qualified to see Krishna face to face.
Y cualificado y cualificarse para ver a Krishna cara a cara.
That's what we're doing by chanting.
Por cantar.
We're moving gradually forward to that stage.
Por pasar de un estado a otro.
You got a question?
¿Tiene una pregunta?
Sí, Maharaj. Sobre eso de
¿qué más?
La instrucción es lo más importante. Sí.
What is the most important thing? For example, you said that we should become gurus, spiritual master. So
become guru is the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Volverse guru es la orden de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That means to instruct everyone in the teachings of Krishna.
Eso significa instruir a todos en la enseñanza de Krishna.
And then when a devotee is mature,
y cuando un devoto es maduro,
if he is ordered by his spiritual master,
si es ordenado por su maestro espiritual,
then he can also take disciples.
Él también puede tomar discípulos.
Prabhupada said that
Prabhupada dijo,
but now we are 10,000 members.
Ahora tenemos 10,000 miembros.
He told us in Mayapur.
Él nos dijo en Mayapur.
He said, now we are 10,000.
Ahora hay 10,000.
Then we will grow to 100,000.
Después vamos a ir a 100,000.
Then we will grow to 1 million.
Después vamos a ir a 1 millón.
Then we will grow to 10 million.
Después a 10 millones.
He said, there will be no scarcity of acharyas.
Entonces no habrá escasez de caridad.
So that means we are an acharya movement.
Entonces esto significa que estamos en un movimiento de acharya.
It's like when I go to Vrindavan, I buy my kurta from Ganga Prasad and Sons.
Por ejemplo, yo fui a Vrindavan y compré esta kurta en Ganga Prasad.
Clothing wala. So that's their family business, producing clothing. Many generations, Ganga Prasad and Dad in Loy Bazaar, they make the clothing. So in ISKCON we have also our family business. We are not clothing wallahs. We are acharya wallahs. Our family business is to produce acharyas. That was Prabhupada's order. He wanted 10 million acharyas in our society. So every devotee is meant to become qualified. Not prematurely.
No prematuramente.
But every devotee is meant to become qualified to take disciples.
Pero cada devoto debería cualificarse para tomar discípulos.
In due course of time, when he is ordered by his spiritual master.
Al debido tiempo, ordenado por su maestro espiritual.
Yes.
Una pregunta con respecto al pasatiempo de Krishna.
In regard, he has a question in regard to Krishna's pastimes.
Okay.
Krishna, por ejemplo, los asociados eternos de Krishna. Ellos se cubren con la potencia interna de Krishna para no percibir que Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios.
For example, the eternal associate of Krishna, Nitya Siddhas, sometimes they are covered by internal potency in order to not see Krishna like God,
supreme.
Just the supreme. Just
yeah, the Yogamaya, that's right.
Yogamaya. So.
And Krishna, y cómo es la actitud de Krishna? Krishna actúa es como un actor que sabe, tiene conciencia de que él es la suprema personalidad.
What about Krishna? What is his attitude? Because he knows they are covered and
no. Él sabe que él es la suprema persona.
He knows that he's the supreme person of God.
Cuando está jugando
when he's playing
con
with the boyfriend.
Por ejemplo.
For example.
He play with the
Gopas,
for example, or Gopis, or lost the consciousness. Pierde la conciencia también.
He lost the consciousness that he's the supreme.
Krishna lost it.
Yes. What is the or like actor?
Sometimes Krishna loses it. Also, you're saying. Yeah. You've read in the Shastra that sometimes Krishna forgets that he's God. Is that what you're saying?
Esto es lo que está diciendo.
What is his position? He's asking. He's asking that the Vrijavasis and his friends are put into my in consciousness that by Yoga Maya,
mm-hmm.
that if they forget that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what about Krishna's consciousness?
Does Krishna forget?
Si Krishna olvida.
Does Krishna under Yoga Maya? Is that what you're asking?
Si Krishna está bajo Yoga Maya, ¿eso es lo que está preguntando?
It's
like an actor.
He's
like an actor.
Is he an actor, or does he actually think that he's a cowherd boy?
O que está pensando que es un vaquerito.
That's what you're asking? Does Krishna know that I'm the Supreme, but I'm playing a role, I'm just acting as if I'm a cowherd boy? Or does he actually feel that he's a cowherd boy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Now, Krishna actually feels like he's a cowherd boy. He takes great pleasure in that. He can simultaneously be the Supreme Lord, the controller of everything. At the same time, he can be, that's his Vishnu manifestation. And simultaneously, he can think, I'm just a cowherd boy. Actually, even Krishna sometimes becomes bewildered. That's his transcendental pleasure pastime. He forgets that actually he's in control of everything. He, for his own pleasure, he sometimes forgets. It's described in the Krishna book. When the cowherd boys walked into Agasura's mouth, for a moment Krishna was bewildered. What to do? This big snake is solid, caught, swallowed all my boyfriends. I'm bewildered. What to do? That's his lila. He enjoys playing like an ordinary cowherd boy sometimes. For his own fun, he does that. There's Prabhupada gives an example in this connection. This was during when British Empire was very, very big. There was one Prime Minister, his name was Prime Minister Gladstone. So one man came for an appointment with Prime Minister Gladstone. And he's waiting outside the office, waiting. It's very, very late now. But the Prime Minister is not inviting him to come in for the appointment. So finally he becomes very, very curious. And he goes up and peeks through the keyhole.
Miró por el picaporte hacia el cerrojo.
And Prime Minister Gladstone is down crawling on his hands and legs around the room.
Entonces él estaba así gateando por todo el cuarto.
With his grandson on his back.
Con su nieto sobre su espalda.
And the grandson is going, giddy up, giddy up, like a horse.
Saltaba como un caballo.
So he's having more fun being a horse for his grandson than he is being the big Prime Minister of the British Empire. So that same quality is there in God. Even though he's the supreme controller of everything, he has more fun being a cowherd boy having his childhood pastimes with the gopas and the gopas. It's more fun for him. So anyway, our time has run out. I don't know. All right. I'll ask one. This is the last one.
La última pregunta.
Estas energías de Krishna, Sandini, Sandini y Gavini, están siempre creadas para dar placer a Krishna en todo momento.
These energies, Sandini, Ladini y Samuit, are meant for give Krishna's pleasure.
Yes, everything is for Krishna's pleasure.
De manera que uno no puede acercarse a Krishna sin la misericordia de una de estas energías.
In order not to get close to Krishna, in order without the mercy of those energies.
Hmm?
We can approach Krishna in order without to have the mercy of those energies. Ladini, Samuit.
You're asking a question or telling us what you've read?
Can we approach Krishna without the Sandini and Samuit energies, or should we have to have that?
Actually, all you need to approach Krishna is the mercy of the spiritual master. That's all you need. Guru Kripa is everything you need. All you need. If you have Guru Kripa, everything else will be there automatically, whatever you need. So we should always try to get the mercy of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadan bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadanagati kutopi, nayam stuvam stasya yasastri sanyam, vande guru shri charanaravindam. In this way, we always bow down to our spiritual master. At least three times daily, we offer him our respectful obeisances. Morning, noon, and evening. Always begging the mercy. Give me the mercy, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj. Give me the mercy, give me the mercy, give me the mercy. Because that's how we become connected with Krishna. So we'll stop here.
Vamos a parar acá.
And we thank you all very much.
Muchas gracias a todos.
Muchas gracias. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.